talked about last week. The Dask says the Rochel, which is the chelik of Marocha Shlishis, that Ali Shor starts to build a ladder of how a person is misakin himself. After he went through Das Atzmenu, required the year of the survey of the different kreches that operate inside a person with all the complexities and depth. So the Ali Shor goes with a certain mahalik, what's called a certain avodah and mussar based on the Yesedis. And the Yesedis means that we start from the bottom, we start with Atzlus, which is Afar, which is the most Megushim Dika part of the person. And the most Megushim Dika part of the person causes the most Megushim of all Midas, which is Atzlus. We said this week a Chiddush, that although Atzlus seems to be relatively harmless compared to other Midas Rois, but it's the worst of all of them. The Ali Shor calls it over here on Amud Kuf Ayin Gimel Mifsar HaTuma. In the end of the third paragraph, it's a fortress of Tuma, it's the castle of Tuma. It's the center of Tuma. And the reason is because, albeit it's true that by Atzlus, you're not going to do too much Ra, but you're not going to do anything because you're in bed. Physically, metaphorically, emotionally, you don't exist. And that's why on a certain level, whether or not Atzlus causes the most damage is arguable, but the tikkun of when a person is being misakin himself and wants to start to deal with the different negative forces that operate inside of him, Atzlus is the first. Because if the context of everything that we've been talking about the whole year, we started off in Elul of Smach Bochor B'Yaldu Secha, we spoke about a person trying to connect to Torah, trying to connect to Avodas Hashem, trying to connect to Ruchnius, to get a simcha from it. So then, the entrance into the world of Ruchnius has to overcome barriers. The first barrier that has to overcome is Afar, the Atzlus. Otherwise, you can't b'chal connect to it. You can't even go into it. We're talking about two huge extremes, two opposite poles. We're talking about the Guf, which is totally devoid of Ruchnius. We're talking about Keneged the Neshama, which is Kulei Chelek Elokai Mal, and you're trying to bridge it. Trying to bring it together in a fusion, in a mixture, in a blend, where there's going to be some sort of harmony and shleimus, which causes simchas machbachur bi'aldu secha. The first step in that meeting point is getting over the atzlus, getting over the soid ha'afar, which is the first element of what a person must be gushim take a part of a person, overcoming the midas rois that come from the offer. What comes from the offer? There's atzlus, laziness, depression, all those things. I'm not talking about psychiatric or psychological depression. Like, what's that, man? A person's in a low mood. The word low mood is the first cousin of the Lashon of the Gemara Nedarim, of Shvelim, of being low. You're being low, you're low. You bump into the chavusa comes in the morning, it looks like a tissue above the middle of Shvat. So you ask him, what are you so saying about that? Atzlus. Not depression. He doesn't need medicine. He doesn't need any evaluation. He doesn't need psychiatry. He doesn't need to go to a clinic. Yeshivish a depression. Why are you depressed? That's shiftless. He's in a low mood, right? It's a quote from the Gemara. When the guy says, I'm in a low mood, say, no, you're the Gemara in the Dharm. You're the shiftless guy that turned up late for the Korban Pesach. Why did he turn up for Korban Pesach? Because he you know, what's happened to him? We understand why they turned up late for the Korban Pesach. The problem is that the girls made it. Why the boys didn't make it to the Korban Pesach, it's not a kasha. But the Gemara says they're called shvelim, they're called lowlifes. They're low, they're close to the ground. That's the first part. We spoke about this week about atzlus at length. Atzlus is a function of a person being dominated by offer. Let's start now, paragraph V. The second thing that a person is created out of is mayim. Maral speaks out, and all the Sfarim speak out, that the mayim part of a person causes the meshicha ifta gashmias. That person is drawn after gashmias. That comes from mayim. All types of reasons, which I'm not getting into now. Let's start paragraph V, Amud Kuf Ayin Hei. Kol Echad Margish as a hechrif les gabra la atzla tivis. Everybody understands the necessity to be misgabra on a person's natural laziness. Kecheres, because if you're not misgabra on the laziness, lo titochen kol avoyde. You can't do any avoyde at all. Afilu kiyam mitzvahs ikarias nivram. And even Iker mitzvahs, Iker avodas Hashem gets affected in a negative way. Ach, but as a hechruch, the necessity, the ma'is, b'taganugi aguf, the necessity to despise living a life of pleasure, and then a magish and a makirin we don't recognize. Ulam, but hatayr b'shech ha'sas anu otayr ha'elam ha'ruchni. Torah takes us into a world of ruchnius, v'ein za oisiv shal yediyas, b'shitas machshava, it's not just a collection of information, ala oilam is a whole world. Mitzias ruchnius, a reality, le'pachas chas ha'shol mitzias oilam ha'gashmin, not any different in reality than the physical world. I want to explain what the Mizils, what the Alishua was saying over here. Alishua was saying that the approach of the Avoida of dealing with Taivis, a physical pleasure, is very different than what the world thinks. I want to explain what he's saying. If it is the average guy, what's the issue about drowning in physical Taivis? Is the average guy? What do you say? What do you mean? The guy says, because you're a Baltaiva. That's the guy, what's wrong? Baltaiva? Yeah, Baltaiva is a bad thing. Why? What's the reason? What's the issue? So in the context of the Ali Shur, he's explaining something very, very deep. It goes like this. You're composed of guf. You're trying to be dovuk in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, / Torah, / mitzvahs, / Avodas Hashem. You're trying to get to a darga of the headline that we started off in Elul, Asmach Bochur B'Yaldu Secha, of getting to Simcha in Avodas Hashem, getting to Simcha in Torah. You already agreed that if you don't fix and overcome all the obstacles of Midas Roy's and Yetzer Hara's, and you're going to be in a constant tug of war, in a constant fight, you're not going to get to the dark of Simcha. You're not going to get there. So here's where the latter starts. The first thing is you have to fight the offer part, because offer is total domination of the guf. So that's one polar opposite of a Kodos Brochu / Torah / Mitzvahs. Absolus is you're completely dominated by a guf. You're a shtickle offer, like we saw last week at length from the Chazal. So the next step is, okay, so the guy got out of bed. So he's a step closer to Ruchnius. He's a step away from the Megushim Kaid of the offer. So he's alive. He's out of bed. He's active. He overcame the fundamental total domination of the offer. Now you meet up with the second level of Gashmius, which is pleasure. Where does that kick in? Where's the struggle? What's the issue? So here there's a very, very deep Azach. Let's learn it inside. The Gemara says in Ksubis, Tavkuf Dalad, B'shas piti rosa sherebi, and the Hilig of Yehuda Nasi died. Yehuda Nasi, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Zakav Eser Etzbo'esov L'malo, he picked up his 10 fingers, V'amar Golivi Yadua Al-Defanacha Shalei Nenesi Min Ha'ilam Hazeki Esma K'tana Shalei. He made an announcement. You should know that I wasn't Nene from Ha'ilam Hazeh even with my pinky. So there's a very big kash over here. And this Gemara is a life-changing Gemara. Without the extremism of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, because none of us are holding not by a big pinky, not by a small pinky. But what's the idea behind this? Why did he make this announcement? Rabbeinu HaKadosh, the Hilig of Yehuda Nasi, is about to die. Rebbe. The Rebbe of Klal Yisrael. And he makes an announcement. He picks up his 10 fingers and he says, Golavi Yadua. Today, Bishta, that I wasn't there. Now, why is he announcing that Bishas Pitir also? The answer is he was announcing, proclaiming, notifying what was his ticket to Olam Haba. The person's dying. Oh, he's coming to say, what am I taking with me? Now, the Gemara's Pella also Mamish. He speaks it out over here. He says, Beremez. Hello, if you were a Rabbi Yehuda Nasi Bishas Pitir also, and you wanted to let the family know, like, what's my final will and testament? If I was a Yehuda Nasi, which I'm not, nobody else is here, I would say that, listen, did you see those new arts called Blue Mishnayos, the Reisman edition with that fancy beer on the bottom? That's me. And not the arts school guy, the guy, the one who wrote the main text on top. That's me. You know the thing called Torah Shabbat Peh? That's me. Rabbeinu HaKadosh. All of Torah, all the Torahs, everything we learn is Rebbe. Because even though we, some of us in our yeshiva, don't learn a lot of two in a Zman, but it is based on the Mishnah at the end of the day. It is based on the Mishnah. A guy told me that he was in yeshiva, they learned only a Mishnah in Elul. So The new Mishnah is, they went backwards. But the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda sees everything, everything we do. He's about to die, the Halik Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, the Nasi of Klal Yisrael, yeah? Everything, all the Dairis. He says that was a Frumazach, like a Frumak. You should know that he didn't have enough Frumazach. He was a very rich man, like the Gemara says. He had all seasoned fruit on his table, right? La Tosca. Gemara says that he was so wealthy that it, all the year he had Sinoin, what's the Gemara say there? So he's busy saying, you should know that I didn't have enough. I was a Porush. What's the time that? What's the name? Just like this. He wasn't discussing what he accomplished in life. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was discussing what's his ticket to Olam Haba. Oh, I don't do the Olam Haba, not taking a third piece of pizza, a Lena and Nasi. What does he mean? What's he talking about? The Bir Advar was like this. Mishnah Shom says in the beginning, he said the Chassid is Shresh afraid of who? His Baruch Shom says Adam, Machav Vesav Olam. He says Hashem who? Hashem Lenev Ella. It's not a galashem. Wasn't given for pleasure. So lehenos is actually not say pleasure. Two different forms of pleasure. Lehenos lethanik. Hanging from hative. It's the part of Mesil Shalom that one gets to. So a person came into the world to get pleasure. Olam Haba was a place of pleasure. The menucha. The place of person. Nenev is evashchina. It's about pleasure. By the way, because of that. That's why the whole world, the entire world, is searching for pleasure. That's all they do, by the way. What was it? You meet a guy going down to Manhattan, millions of people running back and forth. There's a guy, wait, hello, Mr. Runner, back and forth, what are you doing? Searching for pleasure, trying to make a living. Why? Because I have pleasure. They're looking for pleasure. The drive for pleasure, the drive for Hanoh, because the neshama was created, let us use it, also. Person was created for pleasure, whatever pleasure it is. So the drive for life is the drive for the Sanigal Hashem. Now the question is, what are you going to do in Olam Haba? It depends what you use your pleasure thing in this world for. I always give a mashal. What's the relationship? Mr. Shalom speaks about this in many places. What's the relationship between Olam Haba and Olam Haba? Olam Haba says, so Shalom starts off as Hayim LaSeisan and Machal Kamal Shalom, right? Olam Haba is a place of Oida. So Shalom speaks out the first parak, and the Machal Kamal Shalom and Olam Haba is a place of Schar. So, what's the you do mitzvahs, you do Sor Meira, you do mitzvahs, so you get points, you get enough points. You go to Olam Haba, you give in your part of these tabak. I haven't been in a carnival and camp for 45 years, but you get these tickets, give it into the prize table. In my days, you got a water gun or something like that. I guess there's other things going on now. It's been, like I said, it's been 45 years since I was at a carnival, shaved the balloon, and threw the sponge at the counselor. You get tickets, right? They have these, a lot of these things, they have these rolls of tickets they give out. Same with Irish Kite. They scam the kids and they tell them that who knows what they're going to get. They don't get anything in the end. So they have these tickets, you get these tickets, right? So they have them set. You go to all these booths, right? You have yeshiva, meet the stovers, and you have marriage. And then you get these tickets, and you go to Olam Haba, and you give them the tickets, and you go to the prize table, and they give out whatever prize they give out. Olam Haba. It's not like that at all, by the way. It doesn't work that way. It's a different shot in Gansen. The Mitzias of Olam Haba, I want to throw a hold of me, he said, Ashmuz and Yeshiva. Mitzias of Shomri? I don't know if the Musa say it, I don't know if Olam look at Mitzias of Shomri, but okay. I must say, dear, I want to talk about Volvo himself. He said, "Umekoyim ha'idun hazeh be'emes u'olam haba." The real place of pleasure is Olam Haba. The real place. He should have said, "The mekoyim ha'idun is Olam Haba." What's the word be'emes mean? What it means is like this: Olam Haba is a ruchni yizdiki event. What's the closest thing that I can give you a picture of how Olam Haba looks? Shir Klali. Imagine you come to Shir Klali. They say there's a sign that says Shir Klali is at 12 o'clock. And you come to Shir Klali, I'll say, you're not coming to Shir Klali. Olam Haba doesn't work that way. Olam Haba is Shir Klali, and you're glued to you're glued to your seat. And the Sheikh Kol talks, by the way, you're glued to the seat with an Olam Haba Dikah glue. It's not crazy glue, it's Olam Haba glue. Olam Haba is Netzach HaTzochem. It's a type of glue that never goes off. So you're glued to your seat. I want to explain what Olam Haba is, just for those of you who want a picture. Olam Haba is, you get a seat in the Olam Haba Stadium, and begins the Shir Kloli from the Abishta. And it's a Shir Kloli that goes on forever. Can you imagine Netzach? Thursday, 12 o'clock. It starts, it never ends. Netzach HaTzochem, Adei Ad. Forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Ever and goes on, Shir Kloli. And you can't get up, you can't go out. Now, that's Olam Haba. By the way, why do I say that? It says Lenos Mizrish Chinosa. What does anyone think is Lenos Mizrish Chinosa? Anything is Lenos Mizrish Chinosa is Toyamel. That's your idea of Ruchnius, or I don't know, sushi. Lenos Mizrish Chinosa is Chochmas HaTorah. The Eibishter is going to be Megala, the Seidus of the Torah. And it goes on, and there's no exit. That's Olam Haba. Atkan Olam Haba. Now here's the problem. Moshe Lamad Dov HaDayman. Imagine a guy who grows up on Yiddish music, and nice, good Hamish music, Baruch Hashem, they didn't hear anything else, Chas V'Shalom. So how does Jewish music work? There's a high and there's a low. A mold is a complicated piece, there's a third thing in the middle, from what I understand, but that's rare. There's a high and there's a low. There's a low and there's a high sometimes there's a high and then there's a low afterwards. But that's the idea. The guy says, his mother, his intelligent lady, wanted to broaden your horizons. She bought you tickets to the symphony in Lincoln Center. And you didn't want to go. He said, not a place of interior, this and that, pain and air. Finally, you just keep it up aim, and your grandmother's going. They shoved you along. You come to the symphony over there in Lincoln Center, and they're playing Tchaikovsky the 17th. Yeah? And the Olam is ooing and eyeing over there. Psh, Sakalinus, New York Symphony Orchestra. Psh. And you're also going along with doing eye. You don't want to look different. I'll differ from that Tzibur. But you're saying to yourself, did you hear your classical music? When you go to a dentist, you hear classical music, right? I don't know if they stole the minute, because I'm saying 45 years ago, that's what they played. I guess now they play Baruch Levine in the dentist's office, but in the old days they played classical music. And they thought it was supposed to make people feel good in the dental office, but it didn't. Because you can't chapanik. You ever heard of classical music? No melody. It's a rash. Neue volume of cellos and violins and a guy going like this, but you can't pick a high part, low part. My pesanikin. Now they say that classical music has moibidika chokhma, this mathematic equations buried deep inside of it, and it's from the tish to zachen. But if you're a primitive guy who high, low, I'm always electric guitar, if you want to be a little bit of a niggin. So you go to the Lincoln Center and you're sitting there, and that's how Olam Haba looks to most people, by the way. You come to Olam Haba and they're playing this high class, deep Ruchnius Dikka music, sophisticated. And you don't know what's going on. You can appreciate it because you taught yourself to get pleasure out of primitive things. Moshe Lamad Dov HaDayman. Imagine your whole life you ate hot dogs and french fries. I'm only have schnitzel on Wednesdays or on Tu B'Shvat this way, because I do mini guys. You get invited out to a fancy restaurant, you get to one of those fancy weddings. And you know the wedding, a fancy wedding is a wedding when you come, there's like a menu, you're on the table. That's a very fancy wedding. I mean, you don't know what you're going to be getting. And they tell you that it's a gourmet five-star French cuisine. And you know, you come home, you want to be polite, so you eat with a knife and a fork, because it's a din in the chefs, a din in the gavra. But the mice, you come home afterwards, you're starving. You don't even know, first you don't know what you ate. And they tell you that it's a gourmet, and the big chefs, they flew in, because the guy was a big veer, he flew in with a helicopter, a big chef. And you have a bunch of Shiva guys, just asking for a piece of schnitzel and a hot dog. So they say, what do you mean? This is gourmet five-star food. They never will lahaya dovak as a, in Lakewood of Angola, as a dish. Lahaya v'layiya. So the guy says, Vesach, he's hungry. And they tell you that it's a mixture and a blend of exotic tastes that they brought in tropical fruit. You're hungry. Why? You don't have a time in it. It's sophisticated, high-level stuff. It's not for you. Pass the chalent. Ta'amel. Hamish Azach. That's Olam Haba, by the way. You get the Olam Haba. And there is Shir Kloli, Lenos Mizrish Chinosa. And all you want is pizza stuff. And it's not. Because you took your pleasure of sense and you sunk it into something else. Zakir B'Yudha Nasi, the Hilgi Rabbeinu HaKadosh, he wasn't talking about what he accomplished. He wasn't a Nebuch. He knew that he wrote the Mishnayos.
He b'chal wasn't talking about what he's getting schar for. He said, what am I going to do in Olam Haba? Olam Haba is about spiritual pleasure. It's about a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Olam Haba is. He said, you should know that in this world, I didn't get sunk into Gashmias. So my sense of pleasure is attuned to Ruchnias. And he said, that's my ticket to Olam Haba. How much Olam Haba I'm going to get? That depends on Mishnayos. Every time we learn a Mishnayos, it's another point to be there in Olam Haba, in the Mother Elyon, where sits the grace of Rebbeim of Klal Yisrael and the Tanoim HaKadoshim. Rebbeim HaKadosh, what do you have to talk about? But his ticket to Olam Haba was that he protected his sense of pleasure. That's what he says over here. Sheshamar al chush hana, he protected his sense of pleasure. The ba'i tofes b'meshicha, they shouldn't get arangechapt. Look at this line here. Kim chush hana megushim, if your sense of pleasure has become completely physicalized, eich bame yikabel noyem ziv elyon. How and with what are you going to be nen miziv hashchina? So you find yourself in Olam Haba looking for a pizza store. You find yourself in the Shir Kloy, you're still looking for a word on the parasha from Lekach Toiv with Nekudas. Because you never got a sense in anything that's real. So now we knew and understand, a whole new understanding. As much as a person develops a relationship with Ruchnias in this world, that's as much you'll appreciate Olam Haba. That's stage two. We're climbing the ladder. We're trying to get a relationship with Ruchnias. Step one is to get out of bed, to fight the offer. Step two is, if you're sunk into Gashmi's pleasure, and that's what runs your life, then you can't develop a sense of, it means the amount of pleasure you're going to derive in Olam Haba is directly relative to the amount of pleasure that you develop for Ruchnias in this world. That's what Rabbeinu HaKadosh said. Rabbeinu HaKadosh says, I'm good to go. I'm going to go right in there. I'm going to sit in my seat by the Shir Kloy, I'm going to have the time of my life. Because beyond I have 10 fingers, I didn't take a pleasure in this world. Not from pizza, and not from herring, and not from this. Now, it doesn't mean they shouldn't eat pizza, it shouldn't herring. It doesn't mean any of that. Avada is good, and tamer is good, and herring is good, and everything. Even hot dogs, everything's more ridiculous. But a person has to ask himself and look himself in the mirror and say, what is my sense of pleasure dedicated to? Has it been taken hostage? Because then you can have a problem when you get to Lincoln Center, Kol Olam Haba. Then you can have a problem. When they play the big symphony, it's not Tchaikovsky, it's the Eibishter symphony. The Shira of Torah, V'ata Kisvil Lechem is the Shira Azois. You're going to say, I don't know, I can't hear anything, I don't hear a melody, it sounds like I'm in a dentist chair. Sure. Wait, you can't get to Olam Haba like that, but you can't appreciate the music, the Shira that the Eibishter is going to sing over there. And it's not an all or nothing thing, it's a question of where a person. The lesson of the Ali Shor's Moridik, Bali Yitofis, what is your sense of pleasure, Arangacha? What's it? Where do you put your chips down on? You want to have a Gishmak Azach? Wonderful. But if that's what gives you a Gishmak in life, so you're in trouble in Olam Haba. You're in trouble. And we're all young enough, some of us at least, to be able to navigate it. That at least we keep it in the right thing, that when you get to the prize table, you have the right tickets. Imagine you get to the prize table, you have the wrong tickets. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi says, I have the right tickets. I have what to do in Olam Haba.